ervaring. Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Check 1, 2. You see, I added a 3 into the mic check. That is unprecedented.
That's the new. That's us transitioning into the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the podcast,
we need 3 mic checks.
Yeah.
Whereas before we only needed 2.
Level it up. That's, you know, there's levels to the shit.
Listen, all the fucking way. What episode? We 104.
No, 106.
Jesus, I'm gonna edit that out. Episode 106. Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, other host.
And yeah, we are rocking in the free world. How you been, Josh?
I'm good, man. I'm good. The Swiss did my Meatless Monday yesterday. You know what I mean?
I heard word on the internet grapevine.
Yeah, did my Meatless Monday yesterday. You know what I mean?
I saw Rhythm and, like, shout out to Rhythm, all of our, like, vegan friends.
Yeah.
Giving you, like, the virtual high five.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can do it, Josh.
Yeah, dog, she straight hit me on IG inbox, like, yo, this is the person I follow. Like, you know what I mean? They be having all the,
for,
like, vegan recipe? Hot spots.
For the restaurant.
Yeah. And she's like, this person got all the hot spots of me. I was like, shout out to you.
Yeah. I need this. You're in the vegan mafia now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yo.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, sold my soul, became a vegan.
I think we were talking off mic beforehand. I think I'm going to jump in with you
on the
Meatless Monday. Yeah. Because I used to be like pure vegetarian.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For years. And I, you know, it was like one New Year's Eve, I was at a party, a coworker of mine made like the most delectable looking like bowl of fried chicken.
Word. Yeah.
And she's
chicken
like,
chicken, I guess you, dog. I was pescatarian for like 6 months.
Yeah.
And it was going good. No, like, oh man, I'm really craving, blah, blah, blah. Went to a Father's Day cookout.
God damn.
Chicken looked good.
Yeah.
No fish to be found.
Right.
Was like, all right, well, I can eat a roll. I can have some of these chicken wings.
Right.
Fuck them chicken wings up, dog.
You know what's fucked up about it? So when I initially gave up beef, I ate fish and chicken for a couple years. And then I gave, you know, anything that, you know, had like a nervous system.
Yeah.
I gave it up. And I was like that for years. Now I'm back on chicken. And now in the past like year, if I'm being like completely candid, dog, I eat like fruits, veggies, grains, and just chicken. Yeah. I've like lost. I've noticed this. I was thinking about it last night, actually. I've kind of lost the taste for fish.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of fish. First of all, I only really make salmon for myself.
Yeah, salmon's the one thing that I'll cook and eat.
Yeah, and since I don't really do fried food, I don't fry fish.
Right.
I could do it in like the air fryer. It's just a mess to clean up. And like the air fryer is already a pain. Like I love it, but it could be a pain to clean.
Right.
And like if I'm putting like fried fish in there, it could be a real pain in the ass. And I really don't like baked fish, really.
Yeah.
So like I do salmon, like I do pan-seared salmon, and that's the only thing I really cook for myself as far as fish.
Yeah.
So, like, unless I'm going to do that, and I prefer it fresh. I don't like to buy, like, the big bag of frozen salmon.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of defrosted type thing. I don't like the way it comes out. Shit.
Kitchen smelling like fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't really do it that way. Because I don't, like, when I was doing meat, like, I didn't do it. I bought fresh meat. I don't do, or, like, if I bought it at the market and had it, like, yo, I got 3 days to cook this because I don't put it in my freezer because I don't like the way like frozen meat tastes.
I don't really eat anything frozen, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean? I don't really like no frozen veggies or anything like that. Most of the stuff I grab is like fresh food.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm on the wave right now where I'm like, yo, like I had the Beyond Meat sausages yesterday. And I just did a banana for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I did spinach ravioli for lunch.
Yeah.
And then I did Beyond Meat sausages for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I still got a couple of them, so I'm going to eat them today. I'm trying to go meatless today, too.
Word.
And then over the weekend, I made the burgers as well. Dog, like, literally, you can't tell the difference.
Really?
You really just can't tell the difference.
See, you know, I know folks always are like, well, if you're vegan, how come you want food that tastes like meat?
Yeah.
I heard somebody else say, like, well, if you eat meat, how come you want food that tastes like vegetables because you put spices on it?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's exactly accurate, but whatever. See, I don't necessarily need to think that it tastes like meat as long as it's like, it tastes good in its own right.
That's really what it is. At the end of the day, it's like, you know what? I haven't had a real burger, quote unquote, 8 years. Something like that, because I haven't eaten red meat in like 8 years.
Yeah.
So I couldn't tell you like, oh, a specific, like, oh, it tastes exactly like a burger because I haven't had a burger in 8 years.
The same.
It tastes better probably than like turkey burgers generally do. Mm. Turkey's a little drier. Like they're able to make this a little moister and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I seasoned it, came out real well. Like I can honestly say, like, oh, I could probably move out like turkey out of my like, I don't need to get ground turkey anymore because I get turkey sausage or shit. I get this sausage, the Beyond Meat sausage, and the Beyond Meat burgers, and it fills the need for it. Excuse me.
Right.
So I definitely was like, yo, I'm like, I can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that was my biggest thing, is like, for me becoming like a vegetarian or something like that. And I'm not saying I'm going to, like, oh, I'm going to fully commit to that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, I definitely can't be a vegan. I eat way too much cheese for that. Like, I eat a lot of pizza. And then, like, one of my go to things at the crib is like a bar of cheese, like extra sharp cheese.
Oh, shit.
Cutting it up and getting some crackers. And just
Like,
that's a big go to for me.
I'll do that a lot.
Yeah. And like, I'm lactose intolerant. It fucked my stomach up, but like, I don't care. It tastes good, man.
You know what's crazy? I used to be terribly lactose intolerant throughout like my teens and early 20s. Dog, it's like when I hit 30, my stomach was like, let's go.
Yeah.
It's a new gift.
Run through it. Yeah.
I lost my hairline, but I also I gained the ability to eat any fucking dairy I want, and my stomach's like, fine.
Yeah, I don't have it as bad as I did when I was younger. When I was younger, I used to really tear my stomach up.
Mm-hmm.
But as I got older, I cut out a lot of, dairy. Like, I don't do milk really at all anymore. Not even like an almond milk or anything like that. Part of that is because like it's so packed with sugar. Like, the only way almond milk is any taste good is when they pack it with sugar. So I don't really drink that. I don't really do regular milk. I'll do like some lactate every once in a while because like I get bad heartburn. So I'll do like a cup of that maybe before bed. So it like, you know, coats my throat and my stomach and stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
But like I don't do like milk at all. I was over the summer, I was doing ice cream heavy. I would get like the no sugar added ice cream, shit like that.
Probably eat so much fucking ice cream.
Yeah. And so like, I've cut that. I don't even eat that much. So like, I think that's helped with my stomach, like not reacting to the cheese as bad.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not taking in so much. My stomach's like, all right, we'll let you kick with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll let you kick with just a little bit of lactate, like a little bit of lactose. Like, you know what I mean?
I feel like I had the opposite experience. Honestly, I think I ate so much once. So in my mid 20s was around the time when I gave up chicken and fish.
Mm-hmm.
And I supplemented that a lot with dairy.
Okay.
So I would eat like pizzas and shit. I think I overwhelmed my system with so much lactose. My body just had to accept it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? We letting the defenses down.
Yeah.
You know how like Star Trek, when they meet the Borg and the Borg's like shooting like mad lasers at them, and like, we got to drop the defenses so that we can shift the energy somewhere else to the engines. I think that's what my body did.
Yeah.
Because I increased the amount of dairy I was eating.
Well, that's what it was. It took, like, your body gave up the dairy, but then was like, you know what? Fuck you. And then slowly receded your hairline. Yeah?
All of my dairy digesting power, it went
working
from there.
Working overtime from fighting the hairline reduction.
Fight the hairline. Yeah. Jesus. I've definitely told this story on the podcast before, but I remember I was walking with this joint, and I was, like, a little bit ahead of her, and she, like, grabbed the back of my head. She was like, let me see your head. And, like, craned my neck backwards. She was like, you got a ball spot on the top of your head. I was like, no fucking way. There's no way I'm gonna lose this hair. I don't even remember what having hair feel like.
Nah, me neither.
It's ridiculous.
Me neither.
It's ridiculous.
Nah, I told you, I've said it before on the podcast too. Like, I took a picture with like my kid's mom. You know, them like Jones that used to be in the mall. Like, it'd be like, oh, you know, take pictures.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we took pictures. I think she was pregnant. No, because it was before Nyla, long before Nyla. It was like after India was born. Mm-hmm. And like, we had took some pictures, and like, she was sitting down and I was bending down like with my arm around her. Oh, but like, shit. You could see like the whole top of my head. And I was looking at it, and I'm like, yo, I look bald. Like,
yep.
Like, if you see it another angle, you can see my hairline, shit like that. But I was like, all up top, it was so thin and cut so, like, I had such a low Caesar that it was like, yo, yeah, I had no hair. I looked like I was bald. I was like, yo, why didn't no one tell me? Like, why didn't my barber tell me? Like, go like, yo, dog, like, you really like.
No. Barbers ain't shit.
Nah.
Barbers ain't shit. If you got a barber that really, you know, gives you good advice and really, like, leads you in the right direction, keep that motherfucker because he's a gem.
Yeah.
The rest of these scumbags out here, they don't give a fuck.
Nah, shout out to Taj. I love you, brother, but you was doing me dirty. Those couple years, you could have just been like, yo, fam, either, like, keep it darker.
Yeah.
Like, grow it in more.
God.
Or,
damn.
Like, take it over. You know, a lot of it is they don't want to lose, you know, a lot of motherfuckers to shave their own head so they won't go to the barber to
right.
do it. So like, damn, I don't want to lose this $20 a month and cut down to 10 because I'm only getting this, you know, $20 every 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed, that's $40 a month. Like, now I'm going to cut that in half, go to $10 a month, $20 a month to cut this dude's beard.
Dog. I was getting a cut when I, like, my last period of, like, really being up in the barbershop, I was getting a cut every 7 days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, when I had no kids, I was in there a week.
right.
Having kids cut me down to like, yo, 2 weeks, maybe once a month.
Yeah. Like, yo, like I was really in that joint. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, waiting around. There's so much time that you spend in the fucking barbershop. Like years of your life. You know what I'm saying?
When
if you from our community.
Yeah.
You know
when I was younger, I was spending a lot of time in the bar. Now I go specifically at my appointment time and then I'm leaving 5 minutes ahead.
Yep.
I don't leave and oh, let's talk sports for 2 hours. I come right when I have an appointment time and I leave right back out of there, yeah.
My early 20s, we used to sit around in the barbershop and like I'd be like debating hip hop with niggas. Like niggas say, yeah, Reasonable Doubt ain't no classic. Like debating like goofy shit in the barbershop, arguing with niggas.
Yeah.
I remember one time I went in the barbershop and played a whole game of Jeopardy against some random dude because my barber was like, yo, man, like, boy was like a teacher or whatever. He was like, yo, I bet you my man John will smoke you with Jeopardy. So I sat in the barbershop for 30 minutes and smoked this nigga in Jeopardy with just random facts. Yeah. You know what
yo,
I mean?
My barber, shout out to like super underground Philly hip hop dudes would know this dude, the group X-Files.
Were.
My barber was Sacrifice from the X-Files.
Mm-hmm. I remember X-Files.
X-Files was super, like, obviously through their name, they were super, like, conspiracy stuff, hotepology, like, all that shit. So we used to sit in the barbershop, talk all that shit for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Hours sitting there. And he used to cut in his mom's basement. Then he bounced from shop to shop to shop. But dog, there was times I'd go in there and be in there for 4 or 5 hours at the barbershop.
Yep.
Just bullshitting. Yep. Homies would be in there, shit like that. We just chilling, talking.
Just hanging.
Yeah.
I have no time for that now in my life.
Motherfucker selling dope out the joint, all that kind of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, meanwhile, like, you know. Yeah, now I go, yo, I'm in. I get my beard shaped up and I'm out. And I like my man, I like my barber, yo. But he's shit.
Yeah. We ain't got time for it.
Nah.
Got time for that shit.
No, not at all, yo.
You know, you getting older, you like getting closer and closer to the end.
Yeah.
Man, look, I'm wasting time on my time.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not wasting time bullshitting with y'all niggas in the barbershop.
I get in there, and then like he's my shop, they super addicted to like the ID channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like they watch the ID. It's always on.
Oh, shit.
Always on in there, dog. Like
right.
That's all they watch. That and my physical therapist. Like, right. When I go to my physical therapy spot, they watch. They have the ID channel on. I'm like, yo, who are y'all plotting to murder?
Right.
Oh, my God. Y'all like watching this shit to find out how to cover shit up.
Yeah,
like,
concocting a whole scheme.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I'm not this obsessed with like murders and shit like that, dog.
The last time I went to the barbershop, this was right before we moved. I went to a barbershop on 52nd Street. I came in and them niggas was just watching the WNBA.
I've done it. I've been to barbershops like that too, where it's like, there ain't much sports on, dog. Like,
they hooping. Shit. They hooping. Let's go. Shit. Because usually men are like weird. Like, man, I ain't watching the women play basketball. I walked in with niggas watching the WNBA. I was like, all right, let's go.
I was down at baseball. Motherfuckers was like, you know what? Like, I'm not doing baseball, dog.
You know, baseball, I like... Going to a baseball game.
Going to a baseball game is great.
Watching that shit, dog, on TV, I'm not with it.
Dude, I'm a big, like, I'm a baseball fan. Baseball and shit. I'm a Yankees fan. Shout out. We just, you know, 103 wins. That's what it is. But I won't watch, like, a ton as much, baseball during the year, unless it's like a big game or shit like that. I'll watch a few innings, but now the playoffs start at the end of the week, so I'll be watching like regularly now that the playoffs are getting ready to start because it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
Intensity and shit like that.
You gotta jump in.
But when, like, dude, it's 162 games. It's a lot, dog. Like, it's a big commitment.
I find it, and I love basketball. I find 82 games to be difficult commitment.
That's taxing. Because
I'm not finna watch the Sixers play every single game.
Games in December are fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be hyped because basketball get ready to start soon. You know, season just came back to media day yesterday shit.
Yeah.
So, like, basketball, like, get ready to start, like, maybe like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we have like regular season games.
Crazy.
And
absolutely crazy.
Like, so I'll be hyped for that. Like, I'll be ready. Can't wait for the season to start. And then around like end of November, beginning of December, I'm gonna be like, oh, these games don't mean shit. Yeah.
Like, man, when the motherfucking playoffs gonna start? Yeah, like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
At mid-season low.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's how I've been with the Yankees for like the last month and a half. Cause like they jumped out. Like, I got 20 game lead in the division. Shit. Like, and it's just like,
yeah.
All right, when did these games really matter? Like, the last 2 weeks, I haven't even checked the scores.
Right.
Because it was like, I always check the score every day, but, like, I didn't always watch. And now it's like, these games are meaningless. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we already had the division title, so these games are meaningless. I'm just trying to get to the playoffs. So that's how it's going to be for me till, like, All-Star break. And then it'll ramp back up around the All-Star break. I'll watch. I'm going to watch every Sixers game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I love basketball.
Frankly, I say that, but yeah, I would if I could.
Yeah.
I gotta hook up my TV situation.
I'll take care of that for you.
You got me, man? Yeah. I gotta hook that up. Because I'm being here watching the Sixers this year.
It's gonna be like, yo, let's watch it. Like, ooh.
Sixers playing. And the older I get, the more I turn into Al Bundy. You know what I'm saying?
I hit my kid's mom yesterday. We had a long weekend. Kids had a long weekend here in Philly because of staff days, and then like Jewish holiday was just yesterday. And so my daughter stayed the night. And she was like, well, what time are you going to bring her back? Well, I was like, all right, well, I either have to bring her before. I have something to do between 3 and 5. And she was like, okay. And I was like, so I can't, like, and I got to be in, I got to be available at 3 o'clock. I can't be like late, blah, blah, blah. She was like, all right, so we'll just do it after. And I was like, all right, cool. What I had to do was watch Arsenal. Like, so like, I was legit like, no, I'm going to sit and watch the Arsenal match. Like,
oh, man.
You know what I mean? Hey, who's playing Man United, dog? It's a big game, baby.
I was eating at the Mediterranean spot around the corner, and I peeped at it. I was like, I don't know what's happening, but I know Josh is excited about it.
Dog, I'm telling you, I'm going to get you in. You're going to be all in. You're going to be a gutter, dog.
I got to wear one of them young-ass shirts.
Yeah. Yeah,
God damn.
Yeah, get you a kit. They're not jerseys.
A kit.
It's a kit. Get you a nice kit. Get you the third kit.
I'm due for like a new interest.
Yeah.
Like, what's my deal? Oh, music, records, and beats. You know what I mean? Like,
telling you, dog,
it's the same deal.
I'm so in on Arsenal. Like, I legit watched the game. I watched the match yesterday and was like, damn, I can't game another. The next match ain't till Sunday,
right?
So it's like, damn, it's got a nice little time lag before the next Arsenal match. Like, damn, I want to see another. Like, I'm telling you, you get into it, you be like, yo, this shit is legit.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
We, you know what I mean? I was arguing with the boy Young's Teflon on Twitter. He a Man U supporter.
Your squad is trash. Your album, your squad is trash. He looking like, who the fuck is this dude? From America. This
dude in Philadelphia, you know?
Right.
Yo, you questioning your Londonness.
You checking his stripes. Yo, I know like European niggas be looking at us like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, right?
This shit not for y'all.
Yeah. No, Doug will tell you, I was all in. I was all in, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, I had to tell you this. So me and you had talked about the house on Haunting Hill on this podcast, right? Didn't we?
Yeah.
We talked
about, I'm sure we did. Is that the one with the family?
Yeah, the family.
Yeah. We definitely talked about that.
I try to convince my mom likes horror and shit. Like, she loves horror. She loves and doesn't love like slasher movie horror. She likes like the old, right, like The Fog and all that older shit.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like, yo, this is an older type thing. It's not like a super like
gory shit.
Gory shit. And it's not all about like screams. It's not all about like, oh, suddenly, like there is like
jump scares
and shit, right? But it's not all about that. It's about other little like unsettling shit.
Right.
Oh, I don't know. My mom, like, I talked about this on the podcast, but my mom is hard to, like, convince to watch newer shit.
Yeah.
She'd much rather watch, like, Match Game 77 on the Game Show Network.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So the other night, my stomach wasn't feeling great. Like, I forget what I did. I wasn't feeling great. Actually, I ate, like, a bag of, not a whole bag of, like, big bag of chips, but I ate, like, a snack-sized thing of, like, Doritos.
Oh yeah.
And like, I fell asleep, and whatever it did, like, it just upset my stomach, mm-hmm, really bad. So I wasn't feeling great. So I was sitting there, and like, I was talking to my mom, and she was talking about a TV show, and I was like, you should really watch House on Haunted Hill.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, matter of fact, I'm gonna put it on right now, and we'll sit and watch it. And then she was like, and I look over, she's like on her phone. And I'm like, yo, dude, like, you gotta watch what's going on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's like, so I got her to watch the first episode, and she was like, yeah, it's okay. It's kind of slow. I'm not really into it. I was like,
slow.
I'm going to put a second one on. Made her sit there. Doug, we went, and I watched 10 straight hours of The House on Haunted Hill with my mom. Like, Doug, I was so dead tired at the end, but I'm like, if I don't make her finish watching this, she's not going to watch it. Like, I would pause it if she got up to, like, go to the bathroom or something. Yeah. I was like, no, hold on. I'm going to pause
it. You don't
want to
miss anything.
Nothing.
We having a marathon right now.
Like, I committed my mom to watching that 10 straight hours of The House on Haunted Hill.
I don't know why, but I've jumped back in on, well, I do know why. American Horror Story, The Apocalypse. Okay.
My
season.
Mom loves that show.
It's really amazing. It's fucked up, like, because I question what it's doing to my psyche while I'm watching it. You know what I'm saying? And I told you, like, the week before I was hospitalized, I, like, binged. When I was like sick and had like a splitting headache, I binged American Horror Story during that whole time. So now I'll be watching it now, and I'm like, maybe I should just turn this shit off. Maybe this shit's not like good for my thinker. But yeah, I jumped back in like and watched the whole Apocalypse season, which is batshit and weird. They jump around timelines a lot.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. And then I started at episode one again, and I was like, fuck, I don't really want to sit and watch this shit again all the way through. I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like that too with like new shit.
Yeah.
It take me a while.
Yeah, I've been trying like to get her to watch different stuff that I think she would enjoy.
Right.
And like, she just, oh, I don't want to watch that. But then like, she's all in on like a new show on CBS. Like, right. I think it's part of, like, me and you talked about this before we started the podcast about, like beats per minute, like, songs from this era compared to songs when we were kids, or, like, TV or movies from when we were kids compared to now. Like, they're
slower.
It's
like the pacing of it, yeah.
But I think my mom has, like, commercial television, like, that setup. She's so used to that.
Oh, yeah.
That timing is hard for her to break.
Right.
Because,
this binge shit. You know.
Like, the whole point of a show like A House on Haunted Hill is you're going to watch like at least the first four episodes.
Right.
So like if it starts slow, it leads you into other shit.
Right.
Like, oh, well, the first episode's slow, but like I'm going to watch the next episode right away because it's starting in 3 seconds.
Right,
like,
right.
So I'm going to watch that. And then by episode four, it has the first arc down. Like, you know what I mean? So that's like, but she's into the mode of like, oh, well, we got to hit an action beat at this point. We got to have a cliffhanger at this commercial break.
Climax, conclusion.
Yeah, so she needs everything kind of like, there could be an overarching storyline, but we got to have everything tied up into one episode. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
That's difficult. And it's funny, that's interesting that you brought that up. Because, I wouldn't even have thought of how much structure plays into how much we enjoy media and how much we want to engage in something. But yeah, you're right. That's important. If somebody puts out a song and like every verse is 19 bars and then the chorus is 36 bars, your body will react to it. You're not in trained weird
to
ways.
It's not trained to be consumed well, go over well on you. You know what I mean?
Right.
I guess we could start getting into what's going on this week and talk about something that's not going over well.
Jesus.
That's also included in TV is the new Wu-Tang series. It started out with very high hopes for me, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I noticed that there were some issues with it. It wasn't perfect. Yeah, the casting, some of the acting and some of the writing.
Shout out to my man Davu. He was so outraged. He said, they got little niggas playing big niggas, dark-skinned niggas playing light-skinned niggas.
And then, like, the two episodes ago was not great, but it wasn't bad. Just wasn't great. Like,
spoiler warning, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to spoil the show up to whatever it is, episode 5 or 6.
Yeah, if you care. Spoiler.
I think it's episode 5 was the last one that aired. The new one will air tomorrow. Or when this podcast launches, it'll air the same day.
Right.
It is the, that was 2 weeks ago was the episode where Ghost has like the breakdown because his mom was
drinking and
fell asleep in the tub or some shit.
Jesus.
And like he kind of has like this minor breakdown, and it was the first crack in that dude's acting skill, which may not even be on him. Again, that could be directing, like, you know what I mean?
What was that dude in before?
Nothing. A lot of these dudes have never been in anything else.
They holding it down for like
new actors and stuff like that. Yeah. They're not bad. Again, like he's not, the dude who's playing Ghost isn't terrible. That acting was kind of a little questionable, but again, that could be directing. So I kind of chalked that like, oh, you know what? Some shows have like little mishaps or little slower episodes in the middle.
Right.
This last episode, dog. part of my problem is there's no direction on the show. Where like there's no steady theme. Right. First two episodes or episode 2 and 3, there's a cartoon added in there. Last two episodes, they've been no cartoon. None. So, like, if you
wanted, I did not like that cartoon shit.
But neither did I.
I did not like it.
That's what you wanted to have, oh, every show we're gonna have like a 2 minute thing of a cartoon.
Yeah, a little interview.
That's gotta run through the show, not like, oh, we're gonna do the cartoon for two episodes. Then that's gonna disappear, and we're never gonna see that again.
That kind of stuff, because I don't know if this is a 2 season show.
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of stuff works when you take little breaks from like the internal logic of the show. Yes. When you're working with like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 seasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like the Simpsons did, like where Homer went into the real world, the 3D and he was like world.
3D, yeah.
That kind of stuff works when you already have,
you have established direction.
Right. And a broad, universe that you've built.
It's, but they're doing a semi-serious show. And then, like, Top Boy wouldn't have worked if you threw in a cartoon part.
Weird cartoon part. Like, it doesn't.
Like, if you're doing, like, Atlanta would be, like, if Atlanta next season did a whole episode that was a cartoon, you go, okay, yeah, I see that. Yeah,
you absolutely accept
it. I see the complete logic in that. There's no,
because they established it.
Yeah.
Maybe in, like, season one, episode two, if they'd done it, you'd have been like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, that's weird. Like, this is, like, they did stick to kind of like a regular show for the first couple episodes, so you could kind of get into it and go, okay, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, but they're throwing something a little weird, like the Nutella bowl on the bus.
Right.
Or shit like that, where you're like, oh, that's a little weird.
Right.
But it's so much better on a rewatch because you're like, oh, that makes complete sense in this world.
Yeah.
This show is... So the last episode they just aired last week, it starts off with like a pigeon sitting on the window where Ghost Brother with muscular dystrophy is like looking out.
Right.
And so apparently, so it's like, oh, well, we're seeing this, we're seeing the world through the pigeon's eyes, which is essentially the, you know, like an avatar for his little brother.
Right.
So the pigeon then flies off and goes to another part of town, and we experience like this kind of shit like through another part of the story. But like, there's direction issues where all over the place.
Yeah.
They got Inspector Deck like just like staring out his window, and like they're like in his crib talking, like RZA and somebody else in his crib talking, and he's like Rain Man. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, there was 53 guys in the courtyard and blah blah blah, and the mailman was 45 minutes late. That it's like,
yeah. Is Deck actually like that?
Yeah, is Deck like Rain Man? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Where is that? Like, that's our first introduction to this person as a character.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes off like a, like, not a weirdo, because I don't want to say that, but like a computer almost.
Right.
Is that, if, I don't know. That's weird. And then there's like a part where Ghost makes up with RZA's sister, and like they kiss on the steps, and then there's a pull away, and then they kiss again on the steps, but it's the same kiss, it's the one kiss repeated, and then like they pull away again further away, and it's the same kiss repeated. It's like there's no other scene, like there's no other direction or camera shots that makes like that would tie that in, that would make sense.
Right.
And then like, then there's the, you know, again, spoiler, we're gonna spoil this episode.
You're spoiling the shit out of this shit.
The boy Hayes, like, who's like the big kingpin, he's like the middleman between the kingpin and like the hustlers.
Yeah.
Gets like choked out in the courtyard.
Right. And it's like Radio straight Raheem out style. Of
Fight the Power. I mean, straight out of
Do the Right Thing. Yeah, yeah.
And it was just weird. Like, I get what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we're making a statement on it. But like, that works if it's not the story of the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, it partially seemed like definitely a reference to Do the Right Thing.
And like Eric Garner. Like that's
Eric Garner, you know what I mean? Because that was on Staten Island, right? That happened.
I think so, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was, yeah. I'm wondering how all of this is going to tie together in the story of the Wu-Tang. Yeah, yeah. That's my only concern about it. Like, the acting is fine to me. They experiment a little with, like you said, like that weird camera shot with the kiss and the cartoon shit. Like, all right, whatever. I'm curious of how this narrative is going to resolve itself.
That's one of my biggest problems. I think the narrative is a little all over the place. A
little bit. It's like they're telling too much story.
Exactly. Here's what I was thinking about the other day. I think it works. I think I mentioned this when we first talked about it. I think it works a lot better if it's based on, like, based on a series of events or loosely based on this. If it was the Paid in Full version of it, where it's like, we change a couple people's names. We all know who they're supposed to be representing.
Right.
But this isn't the exact true story of how things went down.
Yeah.
Because it's sold as, oh, this is the story of the Wu-Tang and how they joined together and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, oh, we're also going to tell like a power story, and we're going to tell a story about police brutality, and we're going to tell a story of this, and we're going to tell a story of that. Mm-hmm. I think like it's kind of all over the place and directionless in some of it. You know what I mean?
I'm curious. Did Ghost really mess with RZA's sister?
I don't know. I wonder about that. Like, or was it, oh, we're Google just fabricating that so we can have a love story in this too?
Yeah.
Because he's the only person who really does have that kind of story going on.
He's the only one getting cheeks. Possibly ODB.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole fucking thing.
Yeah, so, and like, that's another thing. It's like, why isn't Dirty character in this more? I'd be more entertained. He's the best actor on the show.
Yo, I was thinking about that when I was watching the last episode. I was like, where the fuck is Dirty?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I don't think he even shows up in the last two episodes. I don't think he shows up.
Yeah, he's just like off doing shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like that's, he's a character I would like to see more, especially like at a Respect for the Dead type thing, where it's like, yo, we're really going to throw him in this. And his character is the most intriguing on it, is like at least the most intriguing on the show so far to me.
Right.
But it's, you know, again, I don't want to like completely trash the show. It's still good in a lot of ways. And it's interesting. I just like, I have some real issues with it.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping some of this stuff kind of gets straightened out. Middle episodes of a season sometimes can be that way.
Yeah.
So
I'm like still really jazzed up about watching it on Wednesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I also wonder if it was released all in one shot, if I'd even notice some of this stuff.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like sitting on it for a week, I'm like, because if it's like, if I would have watched it that night and been like, oh, this is a shitty episode, and then it hopped to a new episode and that episode was okay, I'd be like, don't even remember the bad stuff.
Right.
That's kind of how I watched The Walking Dead. Like, I didn't notice a lot of, I waited till like season 6 to get into The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So like when people were complaining about like, oh, second season is slow in certain parts, and I'm like, well, I just watched it episode after episode. So if there was a bad episode, I didn't really notice because I went right on to the next episode.
That's how I started watching it. We went to Lissa's sister lives like out in like Bubblefuck.
Yeah.
And she had a cookout years ago. And I met her nephew. And I think he was like 18 at the time. And me and him just like, because, you know, we was kind of in like MAGA country, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I wasn't really trying to socialize like that. But me and her nephew sat on the couch and like talked life and like watched Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Just like mad episodes in a row. You know what I mean?
And like when you do that, like you miss out on a lot of like, oh, well, that was bad there because this was like a little slower, blah, blah, blah. Like you just, because you're like, oh, I'm on to the next one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Another crazy entertainment news, not necessarily TV. Supposedly they're talking about a remake for one of our favorite movies,
New Jack City.
I mean, they could do a continuation. I don't want to see a remake.
No. Yo, real shit, I would love, and I just had this thought when you said continuation, maybe Nino didn't die.
Yeah, I just thought about that too. Right? I was thinking the same thing.
Maybe Nino's in a fucking wheelchair.
Yeah.
Maybe G Money, you know, cleaned himself up. He working in the community. There are New Jack hustlers doing the same thing that they was doing in Harlem, you know, moving the dope. But maybe the neighborhood's changing. And maybe they're trying to figure out how we can, you know, put our lives back together of all these things that happened to us back in the day. Maybe, you know, I don't know, they go see Keisha, who's like a sociopath, and she's in prison or so. Oh, no, Keisha died. Yeah. My bad. Keisha died in New Jack City. But you know what I'm saying? I would like to, I don't want to see the fucking young turn up fuckboy version of this shit. Or maybe I do, because it'll be terrible.
I was just about to say.
Maybe it'll be terrible, and I'll fuck with it.
When you were talking, I'm like, yeah, I don't want to see this, like, a new version of that. So then I was like, although I do love the new version of Superfly.
Right.
It's fucking atrocious. But it is amazing. And, like, I go, you know what? Let me see the remake with some real fuckboy and shit. So,
basically, we were with y'all.
They're all, like, Bape and Supreme.
Right. Oh, my God. Terrible. Terrible. Maybe we were with y'all on the internet, like, what? Remake of New Jack City? Fuck that. Maybe we're with it.
Yeah, whatever. I might be with it now.
Maybe we down with it, whatever they give us. You know what I'm saying?
I think, like, you could do, like, you could start it with, like, you know, Nino's speech, like, it's bigger than Nino Brown.
Yeah.
And then you go into, like, because that movie is a very big product of, like, the war on drugs.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, if we take down Nino Brown, blah, 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 like, you know, we'll, like, taking down Nino Brown didn't stop crack from, like, invading Harlem. Like, you know what I mean?
At all.
So, like, I think, like, there is a story to tell if you continue it on. If you don't, please give me the shitty version remake. That's what I want. I don't want like a super serious remake.
Nah.
I want the shitty version.
Yeah, I think it can go one of two ways. I want to see if you're going to bring back Wesley and all of them, do something that's like understated, introspective, all of that shit. Or you going to bring one of these young niggas like August Alsina or some shit is going to play G-Money, then give me, like you said, the turn-up bullshit version. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Give me the version that everyone looks like Miguel. Same thing as Superfly. Though you can literally just get the same cast from Superfly
and
just do that. I'm perfectly okay with that. Have the Snow Patrol be CBM. Like,
Have Fab Five Freddy in the fucking spotlight and shit. Yeah. These niggas get
Khaled. They probably got Khaled in the joint.
Have Khaled in the spotlight. What? Listen, you can't get Teddy Riley a guy, though.
No.
You gotta get, like, some new niggas. The internet.
Chris Brown in there, yo.
Dog. New Jack City is like my favorite movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like pound for pound, like the shit that if I had to, like, if aliens were like, yo, you got to recite this shit or else we're going to blow up Earth. New Jack City and probably Baby Boy are probably like my two that I would go to. I'm like lightweight offended that they want to remake shit. I think that Hollywood needs to produce and greenlight more original scripts.
Ideas, yeah.
Absolutely. But I'm not like, I don't have like a moral outrage.
No, because at the end of the day,
I know why they're doing it.
The original New Jack City is there and I can watch it.
Like a motherfucker.
So like making a new one isn't going to change the fact that the original is there. And it doesn't tarnish its legend. Like, because if it's shitty, like the new Superfly doesn't tarnish the old Superfly.
At all.
You know what I mean? Like it just makes you go like, oh yeah, that's just a shitty version of that movie. Like,
right.
But it's amazing. Like, right. You know what I mean? In its shittiness.
People were mad at Shaft when they remade Shaft with Sam Jack. That's a good fucking movie.
It actually is a good. Dog, and a lot of, like, Jeffrey Wright's in that movie. Bale's in that movie. Dog. There's a really good cast in that movie, dog. Yo.
Christian Bale. You said Christian Bale, right?
Yeah.
He was the, like, yuppie boy.
Yeah, the yuppie dude.
That killed the dude in the beginning.
Yeah, he stomps the dude out or some shit like that. Yeah.
It was Mekhi Phife he killed.
Yeah, I think so.
He murked out Mekhi Phife.
Yeah, so, like, and that's got, again, Jeffrey Wright's in that joint playing a Puerto Rican boy for some reason.
Puerto Rican niggas had to be mad at that. You know, they had to be like, man, you couldn't get one of the fam. You get this motherfucker. You get Basquiat. a Rican fucking heroin dealer.
But like, really good cast in that movie. Yeah. Like,
and like you said, to your point, didn't take away
from the original. From Shaft, no.
It's fucking great.
So it, like, a remake doesn't take away from the original. Like, it doesn't hurt it.
Right.
I
don't even mean to cut you off. I low key really enjoyed the Ghostbusters remake.
I did.
The all women cast one.
But it didn't offend me either. Like, it's like,
motherfuckers were like morally outraged.
My daughters loved it.
I love SNL,
mm-hmm.
but also that entire cast I like on their own accord.
I think they're all funny. That's why I was kind of like, I didn't like it. And I was like, oh, wow, because I kind of think they're all funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I do think they're all funny in their own ways. I think what I did like the most about that was, like, I didn't think it looked good. Like, the ghost I didn't think looked good.
Yeah,
I thought
it
looked better. The original ghost looked better. Then it just looked too neon for me.
It looks strange on like high def TV too.
Yeah.
It looked almost like a play.
Yeah,
I did peep that.
Yeah, but I mean, again, doesn't offend me. You know, it's, you know, whatever.
Remake all my favorite shit.
Yeah,
it'd be like a roll of a dice. Oh, I like this one. I don't like that
exactly.
One.
Like,
let's fucking see.
I'm here for the new Jack City remake. I either want it to be like super introspective and start with Nino's speech, and like a cop turns the TV off, turns around and goes, "Here's the problem. He's exactly right."
Yeah.
And like, it goes into, you know what I mean? It goes into, yo, we gotta, we gotta take down the money that's actually coming in and not blah, blah, blah.
Which they won't do.
No.
And I gotta
do the war on drugs or cut it off and be like, see, he's exactly right. And that's why the war on drugs failed.
Come on.
And like, bang, you get into it from there. Yeah.
Living, boom. nigga, come on.
Yeah.
They got to get us to write this shit.
Exactly. Or do a really shitty version of it where they're wearing Supreme and Bait.
They in Atlanta. Nito got like a cup of lead. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, I either want, either version is okay with me.
Don't give me no mediocre half-ass one.
That would be the only thing that would actually like really offend me, if it's just like a shitty remake. An actual, like, almost scene-by-scene remake of the original where
nobody
like,
wants that.
You didn't take any chances with it. Like, either be really bad or, like, make it really good.
I low-key want some bullshit now. Yeah. I don't know if just, like, talking to you is, like, hype me up about it. I low-key want a version.
They moving dope on Snapchat.
Listen. Come on, yo. You know, like Ice-T or the Ice-T character, Scotty, is like looking at Nino, is like, look, he got a million followers on Instagram. Exactly. He's a goddamn drug dealer.
Followers on Instagram.
He had a white party with Diddy on the yacht.
Yeah, I want that version.
A fuckboy version.
Yeah, that version would be so good.
Come on.
So good.
G-Money just hooked on Perks.
Yeah.
What? Come on.
Telling you, that version would be excellent.
DC Young Fly to play Pookie.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on. Y'all got to...
Telling you.
Who in control?
Exactly.
Is it Miramax? Who probably over there? Who
no, the fuck I don't is think Miramax there? Owns it no more.
Lionsgate? One of y'all niggas, like, holla at us.
Yeah, telling you, that would be an amazing version. Yo.
I'm deleting all, I'm editing out all of this brainstorming session. We finna write a joint. All
Snapchats and IG lives of them in the club. Khaled back there spinning, yo.
We the best. New Jack City. DJ Khaled.
Shout out to my man. Nino Brown in the house, baby.
CMB.
Motherfuckers coming out with like the sparklers and shit. Bottle waitresses.
Doo 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 doo. Come on. I see the vision of this shit. Motherfuckers right
just
now.
Cutting that up. Dog, telling you.
I see the fucking vision.
It would be the best version we would get. Because we're not going to get the really good version.
Hell no.
Like the high art version of it.
Hell no.
We're not going to get that.
They're not bringing in Ryan Coogler for this bullshit.
No, we're not going to get a high art version where they're like, yo, see the war on drugs failed because we concentrated on taking down Nino Brown. Yeah. We got to concentrate on, like, we're not going to get that version.
The problem is systemic.
Yeah. We're not going to get a movie about systemic racism and that's the problem behind drug deal. Like, we're not gonna get that version.
Nah,
we're gonna get like a really mediocre version of the original.
Listen,
give us the script. Give us the power to write this. We gonna give you a script. That shit is gonna be insane.
Come on, we get Black De Niro to play Nino.
Yeah,
listen, it's all mapped out.
Duh.
I see the fucking vision.
Get Casanova in that joint is Dutter Man.
Dutter Man, yo. Listen.
Young M.A. could be Keisha.
Ooh, you a genius. Yo. I got to edit all of this out. Yo.
Oh, man, I'm telling you that shit would rock, dog.
She come through and clap Fat Smitty, be like, ooh. Instead of the Rockin' by Babies, she clap a nigga, be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Come on, yo. Listen, whoever's in charge over there in Hollywood, in La La Land, please, holla at us.
Yes.
Let us write this bullshit movie for y'all.
Yeah,
it'll make so much money. Niggas will binge watch this shit on Netflix. It's going straight to Netflix.
It's going straight to Netflix.
This shit not getting no theatrical release.
No, motherfuckers gonna get shot. Just like it happened in the original New Jack City. Motherfuckers gonna get shot in this shit.
Listen.
Tell you.
God damn.
Dog.
We could do it.
Yo, Cardi could be Nino Girl.
His main John or
the side John that was fucking with G Money that did Swiss size.
Cardi,
though, she's pretty good in Hustlers. I saw Hustlers like the other day.
I gotta see Hustlers.
It's a completely different movie than I thought it was.
Yeah.
It has a really good, and like it's an Asian and Puerto Rican lead. Like I was
not
like,
mad at it.
Wow. Like, and somebody said, I was reading something on it, was like, yo, if that movie came out 10 years ago, that'd be a white girl in that in the Asian Jones spot.
Oh, 100%.
So I was 100%. Like, wow, like that was, I remember sitting in the movie watching it going like, wow, this is kind of Asian lead. Like, I'm really like surprised they didn't work another white person in here.
I really fuck with Cardi.
Mm-hmm.
I adore Keke Palmer.
Yeah.
I'm fucking going to go see that shit.
It's a good movie. It's actually a really good movie. I was surprised at how good it actually was.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, dog, Hollywood, give us the new Jack City. We will write the shit out of that movie.
Come on.
And it's going to be so dumb good. Like, just like a dumb good movie. Listen. You want, yo, everybody who watches like all like the bad movies on Netflix, it's going to be right up there and some people going to be watching it, dog.
Listen.
Dog, we can do that movie for a couple mil.
We go in the pitch meeting and be like, listen, Baby Boy meets Blow.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dog.
Come on.
So I'm telling you, we can really, I'm about to like, yo, we finna
cut these mics off.
Yeah. Yo, listen.
You know what I'm saying? And start writing.
I tell Vazori walk the dog, we gets home, we spend all night, I go grab an eighth, we'll ski up.
You know they got them around here.
Yeah, we'll ski up and write this movie tonight.
Listen, it could happen. Stranger things have happened.
Like, we'll ski up and write a movie tonight,
God
dog.
God damn.
For real, like.
I don't even know that we need to we almost at an hour. I don't know if we need any more podcasts.
Dog, we might be going, we might just be cutting this short, keeping this other stuff for
next week.
Yeah, for next week.
This is going to lab.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yo, shout out, yo, all my folks down South Philly holler at me. I'm about to go grab this eighth. Like,
I'm mad at you. One, we're not live.
Exactly.
The fact that, like, it's just niggas on deck, like, oh, you got me ready. My man want a bag.
Yeah. Like, come on, we go grab it. No, I'm telling you, we do that shit like fucking Bulls That Rode Scarface. That's what they did. They skied up for a weekend.
And just wrote that whole film?
They got skied up for a weekend and wrote Scarface.
Jesus, oh, man.
Brian De Palma and shit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, and then he fucks his sister and he kills the guy. Like, what?
Duh. All right, no, we writing the remake to New Jack City tonight, dog. Listen, that shit gonna be insane.
We can rap on that. Any new music that you've been really fucking with?
Shout out to the baby. I was listening to the baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Kirk, his new album.
That motherfucker can rap.
Yeah, he can.
I ain't hear the album yet. He can rap.
Beats are a little samey.
Yeah.
Niggas
on Twitter roasted whoever the producer boy is. Yeah. Jetson made another one. Niggas talking about Jetson made the same one.
It's a little samey.
Yeah.
Dude, but there's some really standout tracks. There's John Gospel that's great. Mm-hmm. With Gucci and what's my man that everybody loves, who essentially is the Yoohoo rapper from Atlanta.
Oh shit.
Chance,
shit. that nigga is Chance. Yeah, that character is Chance.
It's Chance.
Yeah.
That song is really dope. The intro joint that came out a couple weeks ago that like started the buzz.
Oh, yeah.
That joint is insane. The best tracks are the ones where he's like talking about other shit than the shit like bitches and money.
Yeah.
Is the best tracks is when he mentions chicks and money and shit like that, but like it's in context of like, yo, my little brother like thinks I don't love him, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There's shit, other shit on the album that
he
makes
giving
it
you
good.
Like more like feelings,
exactly,
and like
exactly.
Emotions. And shit.
But I'm like really eager to see how this dude's career grows.
I, you know, and most people that really pop off, that's like my immediate thought. Like when Cardi like popped, I was like, oh, I want to see her. I want her in the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to see what she grows into. Lil Nas X, I feel the same way. People like Lil Dicky that I think are like exploitive or like just trash, I'm not so much interested.
Exactly.
The baby is like that. I'm like, I want to see what this dude does.
He's like 20 some years old, dog. Like,
there you go.
Yo, he's going to grow. He's going to become a better artist as time goes by.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, you go back and look at, like, what Outkast was doing at 17, 18. Like, that first album was all about dope and shit like that. Like,
right.
Then
on
they
that
grew.
Yeah,
like, they grew as MCs and, like, storytellers. Yeah. I want to see where this dude goes.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, it's a decent album. I would say check it out. Like, you know what I mean? I think he's a good, like, intermediate for, like, a lot of people who are like, oh, I don't really listen to a lot of newer shit. Because the dude can actually rap.
That motherfucker can rap. And when I first heard him, my ear said to me, yo, he's wild off beat.
Mm.
He's not. He's, like, in another pocket.
Well, he doesn't for the drop to start. Like, he's
soon rhyming. As that
shit cuts on, he starts rhyming.
Yeah.
You kind of got to get used to that because it is a little like off-putting, but like it's a little weird when you turn on the track.
Yeah, disarming.
Yeah, it's disarming. That's the word I was looking for. Like, as soon as the track comes on, he starts rhyming. So like your body isn't like used to that yet. You're used to hearing like the beat come on and then the drop come on and then your like dude starts rhyming.
When we was kids, niggas used to say yo for like 8 bars before they rap. Yo, yo, yo. You know what I mean?
And I remember a girl I dated years and years and years and years ago asked me like, yo, why does so-and-so do that all the time? I'm like, oh, he's catching a beat. Like, you know what I mean? He's timing. It's all about timing.
Yeah. Working his shit up. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, he's getting his timing and all that kind of shit. Like, he's preparing to get ready. And she's like, well, I don't, I was like, it's a musician. It's a rap shit. Like, but yeah, I would say check that out. And the homie, Roll Gold,
shout out Roll Gold.
He dropped a Different Cloth 3.
Volume 3
out here. You know, there's a record named after us on there. You know, this is what it is.
You know, something like that. Get a little shout out. You know what I mean? Shout out Uncle Crimson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But no, it's a dope record. Like, beats are... Listen, Roll Gold, if you leave beats in the city, holler at my man Roll Gold.
Yeah, yo. His shit is, like, really interesting to me because a lot of the shit... It sounds like he's sampling from like his weird like soul records or a lot of that shit.
But he's playing a lot.
He's playing that shit. And then making his own samples
He's playing it, recording it, and chopping it
up. Yeah.
He used to be big sampler and then like decided to move away from that.
Right. When I first heard his shit, like Liz put me on to him. Like when we first started dating, and she was like, yeah, my homie Harry, he got beats. And you know, motherfuckers usually with somebody be like, yo, my man got beats. That shit is usually trash.
Yeah, exactly.
But like she played me his joints. I was like, oh, this motherfucker's official.
Yeah.
And then of course I met him later. It was like, oh yeah, he's like a beautiful dude too. Yeah.
Dog, the crazy thing is, I didn't think he liked me at first.
Really?
Because like we would all be in the same spots and shit like that. And like his man, and shout out to the homie Visto.
Hey,
that's his man.
My man Visto.
And you know, Visto was always, oh, what's up, bro? You know, Visto's like that's his personality. Yeah, big and vibrant and shit.
Yeah.
So like he would speak and he'd be like, but like Harry would be there and like not even speak. Like, but Harry's a dude.
Motherfucker ain't know you like that.
Exactly. He's more of a personable dude. Now that I know him, like, we'll sit there and talk for an hour if we bump into each other at a venue or something.
It's funny you say that because I'm like, I don't know if this is like narcissism on my part. I'm like the opposite. I don't be assuming motherfuckers don't like me. I be assuming motherfuckers fuck with me or they're neutral.
Yeah, I feel you. I just was like, I don't think this dude liked me or some shit. Like,
yeah.
Cause I think we had got introduced or something, but like it was like, you know, Visto would be like, "Yo, this is my man, Indy, blah blah blah." So like he introduced us, I think at one point, and I think Harry just was like, "Oh, this dude just does it." Like we don't know each other, so I'm not gonna speak.
Right. I think maybe I felt like that when I first met Aura.
Oh really?
Yeah, and Aura's like a good beloved friend of mine. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She got good spirit. Like
I mean? I think, but it might have been like. You know, like you said, like it's just, oh, I just don't know this person.
Also, too, you don't know when you're catching that person. That person might have had a shitty day.
That's true. Because I like to think of myself as like a like open, like gregarious, hey, how you doing kind of person. I definitely have days where I'm like, nope. You know what I mean? Where I'm just kind of like.
I'm like, yo, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, in real low, my vibe is super low.
Right.
Because I'm just like, I don't. You know, I'm not. Today is a day I'm internalizing. Like, right, you know what I mean? I'm not like, there's no, I don't have any spirit to give out today. Like, you know what I mean?
And that's how it is. Like, I try to remember, like, okay, you don't have to be on every moment, every day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If a motherfucker, because like, if I meet somebody and they seem like they're down or, you know, they're just like quiet or whatever, not that quiet means down necessarily. But, like, I try not to project onto them, like, oh, what the fuck is this person's deal?
Yeah.
Motherfucking miserable. Nah, like, motherfuckers have days. Like, I have days where I'm just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I do that, like, especially you out in the service, and people, you know, dealing with people in the service industry, you look at waiters, some shit like that, and they're kind of like, they're just shitty or whatever, and you're like, people are like, oh, man, fuck that. I'm like, yo, honestly, like, maybe the day boss just yelled at them in the back or something, or... Maybe the last customer gave him no tip or some shit. Like,
Some fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I'm talking all this shit about like being understanding, and I believe it. You know what I mean? But also, we're done. Podcast is over. But the other day, I ordered food, and I think maybe our we're on the third floor of our building. I think maybe our doorbell is out. Because the delivery driver came with my food. He calls my phone. And when I pick up, he don't say hello or nothing. He just like, hey, John, come pick up your food. Dog, it was so rude. It disarmed me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll be completely disarmed.
And I was like, what? Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah.
And I came downstairs. Dog, this motherfucker, I like ripped the door open. And he's like standing right there. And I'm like, my man, what is your problem? And he's like, I've been banging on the door and I've been ringing the bell. I was like, well, you banging on the door? I'm all the way up on the third fucking floor. Hey, I don't
fucking hear you.
How am I supposed to hear that? So he's like, oh, whatever. I was like, you're a fucking asshole. So then I feel like maybe I'm absorbing the South Philly energy. I never yell at people. I never curse people out. Yeah. I'm like standing on the stoop. Cursing this motherfucker out to his face.
Yeah. And well, then, I mean, that does explain like the Philly Fanatic tattoo you got on your face now. I wasn't going to say nothing. I wasn't going to address it because I'm like, yo, that's your life. You want to get a face tattoo?
I got SP on my back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, God damn. And then I'm like,
you got like the Phillies P and then like an S, the Sixers S.
Right. Ooh. Don't steal that, motherfuckers. We're going to come with the little flash tattoos. We're going to make them shits. But yeah, I'm like yelling at this motherfucker. And I'm like, one, he couldn't, you know, he did call rude.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But he's probably stressed out. He's been riding around all day. And I'm not like that. Like, that's not me. You know what I mean? To be yelling at this motherfucker and calling him all kind of names. I never call people names.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I really had to think about that. And I didn't want to like call the nigga and apologize to him because he set the shit off by being rude.
You sparked it.
You know what I'm saying? But I really had to think to myself, I was like, how am I reacting to shit? And how am I not taking into account what other people are walking into a situation
with?
Exactly,
yeah, exactly.
I could have been more understanding, long story short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so yeah. I mean, the best way to counter that kind of shit is just be like, yo, I'm like my energy. Like, yeah. I'm gonna keep my energy at the same level. I'm not gonna rise to another person if it's not in like dangerous situation.
Right. You know what I mean? No need for that. Yeah. There's no fucking need.
But no, like, shout out to the homie. He's dropped a different cloth.
Yeah, yeah.
E3. It's super dope tape. Like I said, like, you know, my man makes, you know, gorgeous beats. Holla at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, yo, you can fuck with us on the social medias. We've amped up our social media engagement.
We out here.
Hit us on Twitter.
You see us posting every day?
Yeah, hit us on Twitter. Hit us on Instagram, Serious Rap Shit. Get us on Facebook at Serious Rap Ish because Facebook's a hater.
Childish. Zuckerberg. Yeah.
You get me at indie_SRS on IG and on Twitter. You're John_Liberator on both platforms. Don't add us on Facebook.
I was about to say it, then I was like, maybe I don't say it this time. I love that you followed up. I appreciate it.
We have our shirt at
Incense Trapping Yoga.
The Abolish Ice Water Ice t-shirt. You know, part of the proceeds go to helping families being separated at the border by your highly impeachable president.
They not fit to get this nigga out of here.
Though. No.
Not at all.
Go to Incense Trapping Yoga. Go support the shirt because that money, there's proceeds, that part of those proceeds do go to helping families separated at the border.
Come on.
We've got the numbers back. We did see, you know, people have been buying it. Like, we're super surprised by
it's amazing.
The support we have got.
People bought a shirt that we made with our good friend.
Yes. Shout out to Rhythm. Go to that site and support her other shirts. There's some really dope stuff. I have like four or five things from
she
that.
She makes such dope clothes.
Yeah. I have like the Free the People hoodie. I have Listen to My Podcast. I have the Justice the the justice system is criminal.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a bunch of shirts from her, so go support her.
We might be coming back with a fall winter hoodie.
Yeah,
collab.
Yeah. We're thinking about it now.
Trap and yoga.
So, but other than that, yo, like, you know, we'll be back next week. Yeah. Some more fire for you. And you know, next thing you know, we might be out in Hollywood. If you see us in Netflix with the holding up the script for New Jack City, you know the deal.
We gotta do the Fody shit that niggas do, like take a picture in like Netflix lobby.
Yeah.
And be like, big
people meetings is what they is, baby.
Be like, the caption should be like, I used to pray for times like this.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we will be back next week.
Yep. Peace.
Peace. Instead of adding. Me and my fam pick this rap shit.